Echad Sanhedrin Daf Pei Beis. We begin, however, Bezus Hashem on Daf Pei Aleph on Beis, the Mishnah at the bottom. The Mishnah begins, Hagoy Neves HaKatva, one who steals a klisharis from the Beis HaMikdash, or HaMekalal BaKoysim, one who curses a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the name of an idol, or HaBoy LeRamis, a person who cohabits with a Gentile woman and a Ramean woman. In all these cases, Kanoin Poginboy, he is not outright Chayiv Mrs. Bezin, but rather zealots may smite him. As Rashi and Mepharshim explain, that a worthy person who takes upon himself to avenge the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu may, at the time of the Avera, kill one who commits such an act. However, once the deed has been completed, it is no longer permissible to do so. Rather, the Oivra Avera is punishable by Koris. Now, concerning this halakha, that HaBoil Aramis Kenoim Pogimboi, that one who is boil, he cohabits with a Gentile woman, that zealots may strike him, we see in the Rambam, as well as the Bar Tanura, that there are various conditions, that the execution here may only be carried out if he is intimate with an Aramis, who first of all is the daughter of an Oyved Avodah Zarah. She is not merely a Goya, but she is the daughter of a person who is an Oyved Avodah Zarah. Also, it has to be Dafke when he is caught in the act Bishas Maise, and also Dafke if the Aveira takes place Befresia, namely, before 10 or more Jews. Now Rashi, as well as the Chiddush Haran and others, point out that the halachas concerning the din of Kanoim Pogimboi is actually a halacha L'moishim Sinai. There's a great machlokes among the Rishonim and Poskim whether the halacha of HaBoil Aram is Kanoim Pogimboi, which again means that a Jewish man is boil a Gentile woman, so the din is Kanoim Pogimboi, whether the same ruling applies to a Farkerta case where we have a Jewish woman who has relations with a Gentile man. The question now is whether the halacha of Kanoim Pogimboi applies in this case as well. The Hagoyis Mordechai to Yevomis in Perek HaCholitz, he points out that there is no difference, and the same halacha also applies where a Jewish woman had relations with a Gentile man, that here too the halacha would be that Kanoim Pogimboi. However, in the Chalos Tshuvos Noda B'Yehuda, Chelek Evin Hoezer, Simon Kuf Nun, he disagrees, and he holds that in the case where a Jewish woman has relations with a Gentile man, there is no din of Kanoim Pogimboi. And so also is the view of the Ramban in the Sefer HaMelchamos at the end of the Perek Seirer Umeirer. What is this for it? Then the Beuda points out in Ebenezer, Simon Kufnun, that there's a big difference, because when a Goy is boil a Jewish woman, we know that the din is Havlad Komoisa, that the Vlad is a Jew just like the mother, and therefore there is no din of Kanoim Pogimboi. However, in the case when we have a Jewish man cohabiting with a Gentile woman, then now it would bring about the birth of a Gentile child from a Jewish father, since the offspring always follows the nationality of the mother. And therefore, Dafke, in this case, do we have a din of Kanoin Pogimboi. I hear more about this in the Sefer Margolius Hayam. We will also see in the Gemara that this halacha of Kanoin Pogimboi is a halacha ve'en moirin kein, which means that if a Kanoi comes to Bezin first to inquire, to ask a shaila as to whether he should inflict such a punishment, he is not advised to do so. The law of Kanoim Pogimboi applies only to one who is moved to do so on his own, because he has the perception to avenge the honor of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Whether this limitation of Halacha Ben Moirin Kein applies only to Haboy Laramis, or whether it applies to all the other cases of Agoyne Vezakasva and to Hamakalal Bakoysim, there's a Machloikis Rishonim. The Miri learns that this principle applies to all of the cases mentioned in the Mishnah. However, the Rambam cites only this Chiddush in regard to the din of Haboil Aramis Kanoim Pogimboi. However, in the general discussion of Kanoim Pogimboi, the Rambam does not mention this, as one can see in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchas Sanhedrin Halacha Vav. And the Mishnah continues, Kohen Sheshemish Betumah. If a Kohen serves while he is Tumah, it is also Minat Torah for a Kohen to perform the service, the Avodah, while he is in a state of Tumah. And if he does so, bemeis it intentionally, he is punishable by Misa B'dei Shemayim, as we can see in the Gemara in Daf Beis Amud Beis. Says now the Mishnah, a Kohen who serves while he is Tumah, Ein Echav HaKohanim Mevi Enoiso LeBezin. His brother Kohanim do not bring him to Bezin, meaning they are not required to bring this Kohen to Bezin to receive Malkus for transgressing the law, the prohibition of doing Avodah B'tumah. even though, generally speaking, every lav which carries with it a chiyuv misa b'dei shemayim, there is also a halacha of malchus. Nevertheless, in the case of a kohen shishimish betume, he is not brought to bezin, but rather ema pirche kehuna moitzino sechutz la'azora. But rather, the young kohanim remove this kohen from the azora umaftzin et moichay bigzirin, and they split his skull with club. The Batanura points out that all of the punishments cited here were handed down orally a halacha l'moishe misinai. Now, the term pirche kehuna literally means flowers of the kehuna. The reason that the young kohanim are called pirchim, because it refers to the fact that they are yet of an age when the hair of their beards has just begun to grow, from the word perach, which means to sprout. So points out the Rav Batanura. Why dafke were the pirche kehuna involved in splitting the skull of this kohen? Why not the regular fully grown kohanim? Explains the Rav in the Rosh in Masechtas Tomit. Because the shear of pirche kehuna actually refers anywhere between the ages of 13 up to the age of 20. And therefore, kohanim above the age of 20, who are royu to do the avoda, they should not be involved in killing a kohen shishimish betume. Because by killing a kohen shishimish betume, they themselves will become tomei, and they will not be able to do the avoda. On the other hand, pirche kehuna, even if they would become tomei, nevertheless, bengech u'bengkach, they are anyway not eligible for doing the avoda, because they are under the age of 20. It is therefore, says the Rosh and the Ravid, that we choose pirche kehuna, that they should kill the kohen shishimish betume. The Mishnah continues, Zor shishimish b'migdash. If a non-kohen did the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, which this is an issa deraisa, which is punishable by death, the Bekiva, Amr Kiva said b'chenek, that he is executed by strangulation. However, Chachomim Moimrim, the Chachomim disagree, and they hold b'dei shemayim, that he is chayv misa b'dei shemayim. The source of Machlokes will already be explained in the Gemara. What is the distinction? What is the difference between misa b'dei shemayim and koris? We find in the Rishonim various differences. First of all, one chilik between misa b'dei shemayim and koris is the fact that one who is subject to koris receives further punishment in the world to come if he has not repented properly. On the other hand, one who is subject to death by misa b'dei shemayim has received his full penalty with his early death. So points out the Rav Batanura. Another pshat found in Rashi, Timsech the Shabbos Daf Chafei Amad Aleph, that koris includes dying without leaving descendants, whereas misa b'dei shemayim does not include this additional penalty. There is also a third view concerning the chilik between misa b'dei shemayim and koris, which is found in the Yerushalmi, Timsechus Bikurim Perik Beis, is that koris brings death by the age of 50, while misa b'dei shemayim occurs by 60. On the other hand, our Gemara Talmud Bavli, Masechtas Mo'itkot Daf Chof Ches Amar Aleph, maintains that koris also allows one to live until 60. According to this view, misa b'dei shemayim may even be past 60. So points out Tosfos, the Masechtas Yevamos Daf Beis Amar Aleph, the Ramatchel Eishes Ochiv Ayin Sham. Now, pashtus from this Mishnah's Machme, the davke a koyin shishimish betume, davke koyin who serves while he is tome, is subjected to the punishment of mafzin es moichoi b'gzirin, that we split a skull with club. However, ayin b'toises, on daf pegim lomad aleph, where toises there brings down b'shemet esepte, that this oynish also applies to a kohen who does the avoda without rechitzas yodayim v'reglayim. Ayin shom, that a kohen who does the avoda without rechitzas yodayim v'reglayim will also be subjected to this halacha of mafzin es moichoi. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah reis amachay clears a chakira. What is the din concerning a tvul yoyim and a mechusa kippurim that actually did the avoda? Are they also subjected to the din of mefatzen es moichoi? Here in the Mishnah we see koyin shishimish betume. Does it mean tume mamish, or does this also apply to a tvul yoyim who is yet a mechusa kippurim if he does the avoda, whether he is also subjected to this halacha of mefatzen es moichoi? Ein shom in the minchas chinuch mitzareish samachay. And the Gemara continues, my kaza. What is the meaning of the word kaza? Hagoyin if it's a kaza. Omer Rav Yudas is a Rav Yudas klisharis. It refers to a klisharis. A klisharis is called kaza. The Chayin Oemer is also a posting by Midbar Dalet that says, V'eis kisoyf hanosach. The posting V'eis kisoyf hanosach is referring to the hollow pipes which separated the layers of the Lechem Aponim in the Beis HaMikdosh. So the Aponim we see that the Loshen kisoyf hanosach, which is referring to klisharis. The Hecha Remize, And where is the remnant in the Torah that there is misa concerning the stealing of a kli sharis? Says the Gemara, there's a pasuk in Bamidbar Dalet that says, "Lo yavoyu lirois kevala et hakodesh v'mesu," which literally means that the levim shall not come to see when the sanctified objects are covered, lest they die. As Rashi points out, that basically this lav is referring to the levim at the time of the masoyis, at the time when Kol Yisrael is moving from makim to makim, that the levim should be careful not to view the holy kelim when Aharon Uvonav are covering. When Aharon Uvonav are covering the urn and the Mizbeach, so Bamela the Levim should not view it, lest they die. However, the word Kevala also can be interpreted to refer to theft, since the thief conceals that which he steals. And the Pasuk says, Vomesu, that there is a remez, that if one actually steals Kli Sharis, he would be Chayiv Misa. As mentioned before, this is not certainly the primary interpretation of the Pasuk, merely an allusion. And as Rashi points out, that the true basis for this halacha, that Agoyin of Zakazva would be Chayiv Misa, is basically a halacha L'moyshe Mesinai. In the Mishnah we have learned about Mekala Bekoisim, one who blasphemes by a supernatural force. Tana Rabbi Yosef, he does not mention Shem Shemayim Beferish, but rather Yaki Koisim Es Koisimoy. He blasphemes HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the name of an idol to whom he attributes supernatural powers. He says, Yaki Koisim Es Koisimoy, let the charm, which is the idol, slay his own charmer, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says, being Meramat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kebiyochel should be slain by the idol. Says the Gemara, Rabbonon, the Tamer Rabbi Bamari Omri, Rabbonon, and some say Rabbi Bamari have said, that the definition of Amakal B'Koisim means that he says, Yakeyu Koisim Loi, Ulekoinoi, Ulemaknoi. We are talking about a man who actually wants to curse his neighbor as well as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore he's saying, Yakeyu Koisim Loi, let this charm, let this Avodah Zarah slay him, meaning his Chaver, and not only shall the Avodah Zarah slay the Chaver, but also Ulekoinoi, Ulemaknoi. And it should also inflict a curse upon his master and his provider, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, since he is directing the curse klape Maila, so Maila therefore, the halacha is Kenoim Pogim Boi. And the Gemara continues, well, learn the Mishnah by Boil Aramis, that if a person is Boil an Aramis, so the Oynish is Kenoim Pogim Boi. Boi Mene Rav Kahana Rav. Rav Kahana is a shout from Rav. And we turn to Maral. Loi Pogu Boi Kenoim Mahu. What happens if the Kenoim did not punish the Oivra Avera? What other Oynish befalls the one who is a Boil Aramis? Says the Gemara in Shaya Rav LeGemara. Rav forgot his teaching concerning this matter. He forgot what his Rebbe taught him about this, and he did not know what to answer. Says the Gemara, Akriyuhu l'Rav Kahana Bechelme. In the dream, they read to Rav Kahana the following posik. There's a posik in Malachi, Capital Days, posik Yudalot, where the posik reads as follows. Bogdo Yehuda v'tayeva nesesa b'Yisrael u'b'Yerushalayim. Yehuda actually rebelled, and a tayeva took place in Yisrael and Yerushalayim. Yechilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem acher ohev, because Yehuda desecrated the kedushas Hashem which he loved, u'boal bas el nechor, and he was boil a daughter of strange gods. So osa omalei, so Rav Kahana came now to Rav, and he said to Rav, Hochi akriyun, this is the pasuk that was read to me in my dream. Says the Gemara, Atkere Rav LeGemara. When Rav heard the pasuk from Kahane, he suddenly remembered what he was taught about the subject. And now Rav explains the pasuk according to the way he was taught. Bogdo Yehuda zu Avodah Zarah. When the pasuk says Bogdo Yehuda, that Yehuda rebelled, this is referring to the Avera of Avodah Zarah. The Chenu Omer, similarly we find another pasuk, where the pasuk says, Kain begadetem bi beis Yisrael nu'um Hashem. So this is a pasuk in Yirmiyah Gimel, where we see that the Lashon of Begadetem is referring to Avodah Zarah. So here too, the Pasuk Bogdo Yehuda also is referring to the Avera of Avodah Zarah. V'toyeva nesesa b'Yisrael b'Yerushalayim. And when the Pasuk says above, that an abomination took place in Yisrael and Yerushalayim, is the Mishkav Zohar. This is referring to the Avera of Mishkav Zohar. Where do we know this? Because Rechein Oimer, there's another Pasuk which says, V'ezocha loisishkav mishkevei isha toyeva hi. And as Rashi says, the safe of the Pasuk by Mishkav Zohar says, Toyeva hi. And Mamela here too, the Pasuk says, V'toyeva nesesa b'Yisrael u'b'Yerushalayim. So Mamela, therefore, we have a reference to the Avera of Mishkav Zohar. The Pasuk above also says, Ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem. That Yehuda was machalel kodesh Hashem, says Rav, zu zoyne. This is referring to the Avera of Znus. As zoyne means, says Rashi, emufkeres, a person who is actually mafka herself to be mezana with anyone. Even if she is a Yisraelis, she is called a zoyne. There is also another pasuk to prove this, that Kodesh Hashem is referring to Zayne, because there's a lot in the Torah that says, Lo Yihyeh Kodesh. In Devarim Chav Gimel, pasuk Yudches, there's a pasuk which reads, Lo Yihyeh Kodesh Mibnei Yisrael, Lo Yihyeh Kodesh Mibnei Yisrael. And as Rashi says, Kodesh is referring to a person who is mafker his Kedusha, and he's chasing Zoynes. Similarly, Kedesha is referring to the female. It's referring to a female who is mechaleles her Kedusha, who desecrates her Kedusha. And similarly, Kodesh is referring to one who is mechaleles Kedusha. So here too, Kichilel Yehuda, Kodesh Hashem, is referring to the fact that Klal Yisrael at that time were boil Zoynes. And the Pasuk says further, Uboal Bas El Nechar. What does this mean? The Habal Akusis. It's referring to a Jewish man who is boil Akusis. Uchsib Basrei. And what does the Pasuk say after this concerning all of the above averes? That Yachris Hashem Lo Ish Asher Yaseno. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut off to the person who is over these averes, Erv Oine Me Elohe Yaakov. He will cut off from this man, from having a master or a scholar coming out of his Mishpoche. Umagish Minchol Hashem Tzavokoi. And from having anyone who will do the avoida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which means, Im Talmud Chokam Hu. That if in fact he is a Talmud Chokam, the one who is over the Avera, he will not have an heir b'chachomim. What does it mean? Says the Mitzudas David in Tanakh, in the Pasuk in Malachi. He will not have an heir. He will not have a son who will be able to be ma'ir sfeikis and shailas b'chachomim. V'oine b'talmidim. Nor will he have any descendants who will be able to answer talmidim, who will be able to be meishiv shailas. Im koyin hu, and if he's a koyin, lo yehloi bein magish minchal Hashem tzavokos. He will not be zoicha to have any descendants who will do the avodah and bring forth a mincha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This will be the yoinish for the person who is over any of the above averes. Akoponim, this now is the tshuva to the shaila that Rav Kahana asked from Rav. Rav Kahana again asked the shaila from Rav, Loi pogoboy kenoin ma'u. What will be the punishment to a person who is boil an aramis? And if kenoin were not poigeh on him, what then will be his yoinish? The teretz is, as we see in the pasuk, that Yachris Hashem la'ish asher yaseno, that if he's a Talmud Chacham, he will not have any descendants of real Talmud Chachamim, and if he's a Kohen, he will not have any son who will do the Avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, before we go further, let us take a few moments and discuss the various drushes of Chazal here on the Pasuk, Bogdo Yehuda v'Sayevo Nesesob Yisrael. At first we find Rav saying that Bogdo Yehuda zu Avodah Zorah. This is referring to the Avera of Avodah Zorah. Explain the Masha. Bogdo Yehuda means that Yehuda actually rebelled against his own name of Yehuda. Because Chazal say in Soita Daf Yud, and in Soita Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, that Yehuda was called Yehuda because he was Mekadishim Shemayim Befresye, by the Mice of Tomar. And therefore, since Yehuda was Mekadishim Shemayim Befresye, therefore Nikri Kuloi Al Shemoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehuda's name carries with it completely the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because in the name of Yehuda, we have Yudke Vodke, which is Shemoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore says the Masha, if Yehuda was Oved Avodah Zarah, it means that he was Poigim in his own name, because his name represents the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet Yehuda was Oved Avodah Zarah. So Bogdo Yehuda, Zu Avodah Zarah, means that Yehuda, by being Oved Avodah Zarah, was Poigim in the name of Yehuda, which represents Shemoy Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Masha also points out that this is the Pshat in the Pasuk Taki, which also says another Pasuk, Bogdu Beis Yisrael, the Yovdu Avodah Zarah, Ne'um Hashem. That Klal Yisrael rebelled. They were Oved Avodah Zarah. Ne'um Hashem, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Says the Marsha, Ne'um Hashem. That they were Boigit in the name of Yehuda, which is the name of Hashem as well. Ayin in the Marsha. The Yemes, the Sefer Atzechaim Alatayret, in Parshas Vayigash, explains that when it says Vayigash Elav Yehuda, when Yehuda came close to Yosef Atzadik, Vayoymer, and he says, Be Adoni. So Yehuda was meramis to Yosef, and he was saying to him, Be Adoni, in my name is the name of my master. I carry the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore this proves that I was Mekadishim Shemayim Befresia, as the Gemara says in Soita. And therefore Yehuda was being meramis to Yosef, that Yosef should be aware that I, Yehuda, that I am rogel to get involved and being moist and nefesh for the things that I believe in. I am in the Sefer Atzechaim, Parshas Vayigash. Now concerning the Pasuk, Kichilel Yehuda Kodesh Hashem, the Gemara explains Zu Zayne. This refers to Znus. And as Rashi explains, L'chayre, what does Kodesh have a shayches to Znus? So Rashi explains, Kodesh means that he is mafker's Kedusha, when a person engages in zinut, he's actually mafkir and separating himself from his kedusha. The Mashal explains that kodesh zayin means that kechilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem, that Yehuda was machal of the inyan of kedushin, the inyan of kedushin, which consists of either kesef shtar or bia, which they are the kedusha Hashem al pidin Torah hakdoshe. So the pasuk says kechilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem means that he was mezane, he was machal of the inyan of kedushin, which is kesef shtar or bia. The Gemara said further, concerning the pasuk Ubal bas el nechor, he was boiled the daughter of strange gods, the habo alakusis. L'chayre, what other pshat could be said? What is the chiddush of this pasuk? It says mefurish Ubal bas el nechor. What is Rav Machadish? The habo alakusis. Explain the Masha. If not for the drush of the Gemara, we would have been able to say that bas el nechor does not mean a goya, a shiksa, but rather bas el nechor means the daughter of a yid who is oved avodah zarah. In other words, the pasuk might be referring to a yid who is boil a bas Yisrael. He is boil a Jewish woman who is the daughter of a man who is oved avodah zarah, bas el nechor. However, the woman was a Jew. Therefore, says Rav, no, uboil bas el nechor means el nechor mamish, that is referring to a goya mamish, that he was boil an aramis or a kusis. We also learn the Gemara concerning the pasuk Yachris Hashem lo ish asher yaseno. That if he's a Talmud Chacham, what does Eir B'Chachamim mean? So Bemis, the Mashor brings down from Rashi in Malachi, where Rashi says Eir is referring to a Charif, that he will not have descendants who are Charifim. And the Mashor is Moses, I'll be the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Aleph, where the Gemara there says, Kol Hayoshen Bebeis HaMedrish, one who sleeps in the Beis HaMedrish, his Torah becomes pieces and pieces. And therefore says the Masha, that this person who is over any of the above averes, means he will not be awake, but rather he will be sleeping in the Beis HaMedrash, and since he is sleeping in the Beis HaMedrash, so his Torah will become pieces and pieces. This is the Pshat, but rather he will be a Yoshen Beis HaMedrash. And as the Gemara says in Sanhedrin 9 Aleph, that a yoshen mebeis hamedrash toirotzoi nasis loy kroim. Concerning the oyne betalmidim, so the Mitzudas David explains that the oyne betalmidim means he will not have one who is able to answer and to be meshiv shilas for talmidim. However, the Masha explains very interestingly when the Gemara says he will not have oyne betalmidim. Explains the Masha, we are very well aware that there is a chiv of mitzvahs oyne between a husband to a wife. However, as the Mishnah explains himself as ksubis, it all depends according to a person's profession. For example, Chazal tell us that the oyne of a Talmud Chacham is Mishabbos l'Shabbos. A Talmud Chacham who sits and learns has a chiyuv to be mekayem mitzvahs oyne once a week. However, camel drivers and sailors, they have a different shear. So Chazal are telling us that he will not have oyne of a Talmidim, that this person will not have a son, a Talmud Chacham, who is mekayem stam oyne between Shabbos l'Shabbos, but rather he will have a son who will follow other types of professions, being either a sailor or a camel driver, which has a different shear of oyne. This is the pshat. Oyne b'talmidim. He will not have a son who follows the chiyuv oyne of talmidim of a Talmud Chacham, mishabbos l'shabbos. Now the Gemara over here gives us two possibilities of punishment. If he's a Talmud Chacham, the punishment will be lo yiloi er b'chachomim v'oyne b'talmidim. And if he's a kohen, the punishment will be lo yiloi ben magish mincha l'Hashem. The question is, what about a person who is neither a Talmud Chacham nor a Kohen? What is his Oynish? L'chayu the Chazal do not specify Bechlal the category of a person who is not a Talmud Chacham nor a Kohen. To explain the Rif on the Ayin Yankiv, that it is master from the Potik, that such a person who is neither a Talmud Chacham nor a Kohen, that his Oynish will be Koris. As the Potik says, Yachreis Hashem Lo'ish, which is master that the Oynish will be Koris. More on the Sugya, Ayin in the Shalsi Chuvas Chsam Sefer, Chelik Arachayim, Semen Kuf Ayin Hei, Ayin Shom. And the Gemara continues, Om Rabbi Chiyah Barabuya, Kol Abo Ala Kusis, Kilo Mitzchatim Vodiz Zoreh. One who is boil a Kusis is as if he entered into a marriage with Avodiz Zoreh. The Chsid, because the Potik says, Uvoal Bas El Nechor. He was boil the daughter of strange gods. The question is, Vichy Bas Yeshlo Le El Nechor. Does an idol really have a daughter? El Zehabo Ala Kusis. But this is referring to one who is boil a Kusis, was actually attached and connected with Eilzar, with Avodah Zarah. And thereby, by being boiled the kusis, it's as if he entered into a marriage with the Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara continues, it is written on the skull of Yehoyakim, this and yet another. This punishment and yet another is due to you. Yehoyakim was Yehoyakim and Yoshio, was one of the few last kings of Malchi Yehuda. And as the Pesuk says in Yirmiyah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, due to the fact that Yehoyakim was money hungry and greedy, and also due to the fact that he was Shoifer Damnoki, that he spilled innocent blood, therefore he was subject to various severe punishments. And it is written on the skull of Yehoyakim, Zois Vadacheris, this punishment and yet another. And the Gemara now explains what this actually was meant to be. The Gemara tells a story. Zekenid Rab Preda, the grandfather of Rab Preda, who was actually Rab Chiya Bar Avuya. Says the Gemara, Ashkech Ahu Gugolta Da Vishadi Bishar Yerushalayim. He found the skull that was thrown about the gates of Yerushalayim. By the Kotzav Alei, and it was written on the skull, Zois Vadacheris, this and yet another. Kovra, he buried the skull, Vahoda Novuk. However, it reemerged. Kavra, he buried it a second time. Vahoda Novuk, and it reemerged again. So Omar, so he said, Hai Gugolta Shol Yehoyakim. This must be none other than the skull of Yehoyakim. The Chsivbei, of whom it is written in Yirmiyoh Chavbeis, it is written about Yehoyakim. Kevures Chamoir Yekover, Sochoi Vahashlech Meholo Lishara Yerushalayim. That he, Yehoyakim, will be buried with the burial of a Chamoir. He will be drawn and cast forth beyond the gates of Yerushalayim, which means actually that he will be subjected to a Bezoindig burial. Says the Gemara, Omar, the Zaydev of Freda said, after all, Malkahu, after all, he was a king, Velav Erechara Lebezuyah, and it's not their cheris that we should disgrace him. The Shokla, he took the skull, Korcha Bishiroi, he covered it and wrapped it up in silk, the Oizve Besifta, and he placed it in a chest. Asoi de Bisu Chazesa, when his wife came home, she saw this head. Nafkis Amrulahu Lishivivaso. She went and told it over to the neighbor. So Omrila, the neighbor said to her, Hai the Itza Komaitahi, this skull must be the skull of his first wife, Deloy Komanchila, whom he cannot forget. Shigar Tolitanura. So she went, she heated up the oven, she fired up the oven, Uklosa, and she burnt the skull in the oven. Kiyosa, when he came home and he heard about the story, what happened to the skull. So Omar, so he said, Hai the Ksivilave. Now I understand what was meant by the inscription of the skull. It was inscribed, as we mentioned, Zois Va'edacheris, this and yet another. The Kavona means that the skull was ordained to suffer two bejoinis. First of all, it would be exposed to the disgrace of being cast away in the streets, and yet another, that it was to be burned. Zois Va'edacheris, it was ordained that the skull will suffer two bejoinis. Now, in relation to the Gemara here, concerning the burning of the skull of Yehoyakim, it would be interesting to bring out the Shaila discussed in the Shaila Tshuvas Achiezer from Hagoyin Reb Chaim Moizer Zatzal. Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Beis, he was asked the Shaila whether cremation is permitted to Jewish Mason. A second Shaila was asked that if in fact Jewish Mason were cremated and burnt, whether their ashes are permitted to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. The Shaila Tshuvas Achiezer brings down from the Shaila Tshuvas Beis Yitzchok, who holds that one who burns a mess is a koifer in Tchiyas HaMesim. Another reason why it should be osur, according to the Beis Yitzchok, there's a Mishnah in Tmura Daf Lama Dalet that are called a nigbor and lo yisroifu, that anything that has a chiv kvura should not be burnt, because we are choshish, that if he burns it, he will come to have hanor from the ashes. And therefore, says the Beis Yitzchok, that it is clearly osur to be soirith mason. However, the Shalti Tshuvas Achiezer, there in Chela Gimel Semenayim Beis, says poshit, that we do not need all of these side reasons to osur cremation for a mess. But it is poshut that it is osur to burn mason, because by doing so, we are mevatel mitzvah esse of kvura. After all, there's a posik of kovarisik berenu, which means that there's a chiv min atayu to bury mason. And if we go ahead and burn them, we are mevatel mitzvah esse of kovarisik berenu. The shaila now remains, what happens if in fact we did burn a mess? Is there a chiv kvura on the ashes of a mess? The shaila situat beis Yitzchok holds that if one places the efer in a kli, in a vessel, and does not bury the ashes, he is over on the mitzvah esef kvura, and also on the lav of Baal Tolin. However, the Achiezer himself is not very clear about this, and he says, it is not that poshit whether bechlal there is a chiyuv kvura concerning efer. After all, the efer of a mess is not the mess itself. Loi meboyeh, according to the Mishnah Lamelech, in Perek Yudalet of Hilchas Ovel, that on the kazayis of a mess there is no chiyuv kvura, only on Rosh Hashanah Rubai of a Mace there's a Chiyuv Kavura. But for Kzayis Min HaMace there is no Chiyuv Kavura. Kolshkin, if all we have left is the Afer, how do we know that there's a Chiyuv Kavura and an Iser of Baal Tolin? So tain is the Achiezer. Nevertheless, says the Achiezer, that if in fact it happened that a Mace was cremated, it is Royal Lekavroi, that it is certainly proper to bury the ashes. First of all, there's also a Cheshash of Tekola, because after all, the ashes of a mess is also Bahanoah, and therefore one should not be nichshel to have Hanoah from the Afer. Certainly it is proper to bury it, not to get involved and be nichshel in having Hanoah from the Afer HaMess. However, says the Achiezer, we do not bury the ashes of a cremated Jew in a basic kvaris of a Yisrael because of a machor and pritzas getter, because we must protest this practice and not allow this to happen. And therefore, the ashes of a cremated Jew should not be buried in a Jewish cemetery. Ayin, more about this again in the Shalos Tshuvos Achiezer, Chelek Gimel, Siman Ayin Beis. And the Gemara continues. Ki Yosi Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. Omar, so he said, Beis Din Shel Chashmonoi Gozru. The Beis Din Shel Chashmonoi Mur Gozer, the Habo Ala Kusis. One who is Boile Kusis, Chayv Oleo, he is Chayv Mishum Najgo. Najgo is Rosh Hatevis, Nido, Shivcho, Goyo, and Eishasish. The Chachom Merik Zeret. But if a person is Boile a Kusis, first of all, he will be chayiv for nida, even though dam kutzis has a din like dam behemoth. But nevertheless, says Rashi, it is mius, and it is a chilul to kedushas Hashem, and therefore, if he will be boiled like kutzis, he will be yoyver midrabbonon on the inyan of nida. Also, he will be boiled for shivcha, because a goya is considered to be like a shivcha klap a yid, because Knesset Yisrael is called a gevira, is considered to be a mistress. Also, goya, if one is boiled a kutzis, although he was only boiled, he did not marry her. But for only being boil, he will be over midrabbanon for the Easter of Goya. Because the Potik says, Leitishatein bon ki yosir. So the Potik is mashmet, that anything which causes hasara salev, any type of a marriage or any type of a relationship, which causes a person to turn away from a Kaddish Baruch Hu, is included in this inyan. And therefore, the Bezim Chashmonon were geyser that he should separate from the Kutis on account of a Goya, because hasara salev is involved. And finally, Mishum Eitzish. He will also be held accountable for being boil on Eishes Ish. And as Rashi points out, even though she is not mamish in Eishes Ish, because the concept of Kedushin is not shayach by a shiksa, but nevertheless, she is doimit to an Eishes Ish. And therefore the Chachomim have required him to separate himself from a kutis. He should not be rogil to actually be boil on Eishes Ish mamish. The now kaponim midrabonon, if a person is boil a kutis, so the bezin of Chashminor regoizer, that he will be over on account of four isurim. And as Rashi already says, Chayiv Aleo doesn't mean Chayiv Mamish, because it is not an Issa Dreise, but it means Nenashba, that Midrabanon, he will be held accountable for these four Isurim. Ki Yotzi Rovin Omar. When Rovin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Mishum Najgaz, that if a person's boiler kusis, he is over on account of Najgaz, with a Zayin at the end. What is Najgaz? Nido, Shivcha, Goyo, and Zoyna. Avon Mishum Ishus Leislahu. However, the concept of issues of Eishes Ish does not apply by Ekusis. And therefore, according to Rovin, the fourth Iser involves living with a Zoyna, but not Eishes Ish. Why not? Explains Rashi. Because according to Rovin, since Stam Goya is a Mufkeris, Stam Ishiksa usually is Mafka herself, and she is not Miuchedis Labaila, therefore she is Bechlal Na Doimet to an Eishes Ish. And therefore, we only hold him accountable for being Boil a Zoyna, but not Eishes Ish. However, Vidach, however, Rav Dime holds not so. Nishayu vadai lo mifkiri. Certainly even a goy does not allow his wife to be hefker. Maybe a goy a pnuya is mafker herself. However, even by goyim, if they are married, they are not mafker their wives. And therefore, in this respect, the wife of a goy is also regarded as an eshes ish, and therefore, if one is boil a kusis, he will also be held accountable midrabonon for being boil an eshes ish. However, Tosfos says, there is no iser of zoyna because nishayu loy mafkiri. Now, according to Rovin, one who is boiler kutis would also be over on the Isser of Zoyne. And as Tosis points out in the Ramaschum Nido, that he is only over on the Avera of Zoyne if he happens to be a Kohen. The Oroch Luner points out that this is the Shita of Rashi, in the Sechtes of Edizor, the Vlamed Vavam and Beis, that this Gzera of Zoyne applies to a Kohen who is boiler kutis. However, the Shita of the Rambam is not so. According to the Rambam, this Avera of Zoyne applies by Yisrael. However, a Kohen would be boiled this kusis would be loike minatoire, would get malchus minatoire. This gzer drabonon of zoyne by the bezem of chashmonoim, this applies only to Israel. However, by a Kohen, there would be malchus minatoire. And therefore, according to this sheet of the Rambam, that by a kohen there would be malchus in atayrus. Says the Rosh Hashanah, it would be Frankfurt, the Kashif Toysis, in the Ramaschel, the Idach. Ayn Shom. Also Ayn the Miri, who also makes a distinction between the din of the Yisrael to a Kohen. Ayn Shom. In any case, you have learned here in the Gemara, that the Beznam Chashmonom were Gezer, that Habo Alakusis is Chayev Oleo. That one with Boil Akusis is Chayev Mishum Nashgo or Nashgaz. What does the Lashon of Chayev mean? The Rashi says Kloimer. Doesn't mean that he's Mamish Chayev, but it means he gets an Oynish. Yet Rama explains Lashon Chayev means that he actually gets Malkis Midrabonon, that he would be Chayev Makis Mardus on account of these four Averis. The Chedush Aran asks, why do we need the Gzeira of the Bezn of Chashmenoim against being Boil Akutis? After all, we already have a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that Kenoim Pogim Boy. So why did we need an additional Gzeira of the Bezn of Chashmenoim? The Aran answers, the Din of Kenoim Pogim Boy is only Befresia. That is only if he was Boil Akutis Befresia. However, the Bezn of Chashmenoim were Geyser that even Betzina, he would be over on these four Averis. Similarly, says Ram, the Din of Chorus also only applies if he is Boil Befresia. However, Betzina, it would not apply. And therefore, we needed the Gzeir of Chashmenoim Afilo Betzina. Ein Shom in the Chedusha Aran. Omer Avchize, Habo Limlech Ein Moirinloi. A Kenoi who comes to Bezn and asks the Shaila whether in fact he should strike and kill the Boil Aramis. So the Din is we do not paskin him to do so. The din of Kenoim Pogim Boy, says Rashi, is only if he has the spirit of Kenoim within himself. However, if he comes already to ask Yishayla, so Bezin does not paskin, does not authorize him to do so. Ishmer Nama, we also learned, Omer Abba Baruch Honor Yechonim, Habo Limlech Eim Oinloi, a Kenoim who comes to ask Yishayla whether, in fact, he should exercise Kenoim, we do not paskin him so. V'loi Oid, and even more, Ela She'im Perish Zimri, V'harogoy Pinchas, let's say, if Zimri, who is Mizane with the Midyonis, had Zimri already separated himself from the Isha, and Pinchas would have killed Zimri after the Maise, Neheragolov, the din would be that Pinchas would be Chayiv for Ritziche, because the halacha of Kenoim Pogim Boy is Davki Bishas Maise. And therefore, Ilamole, if Zimri would already have been separated himself from the act, and then Pinchas would have committed Kenois, Pinchas would have been Chayiv. And Nehepach Zimri Baharogila Pinchas. And if Zimri in turn would have turned on Pinchas, and Zimri would have defended himself, and instead he would have killed Pinchas, Eina Heragolov. Zimri would not be Chayev. Why? Shahari Roidevu. Because after all, Pinchas has a din of Roidev. Pinchas was out to take the life of Zimri. And since this was already after the Maise, Zimri is not Chayev for anything. And therefore, if Zimri would have protected himself by killing Pinchas, Zimri would not have been held accountable, because after all, he was killing a Roidev. And the Gemara continues. The Potik says in Bamidbar Chof Hei, Potik Hei, Vayomer Moshe El Shoyte Yisrael the Gomer. Moshe said to the Shoyte Yisrael, Hirgu ish anoshav hanitzmodim lebal peor. Moshe gave instructions to kill the people involved in the avodah zarah of Baal Peor. Says the Gemara, holach shifta shol Shimon etel Zimri ben Solu. The shevet of Shimon went to Zimri. Zimri was Shlumiel, who was the nosi, Shlumiel ben Surishadoi. So they went to Zimri, and they said to him, Omruloi, hein donedin nefoshet, vata yoshev vishoisek. Behold, capital punishment is being meted out to the people, and yet you sit silent and you are inactive. So also, what did Zimri do? Omad v'kibet esrim rabo elav Yisrael. He went and he assembled 24,000 of Klal Yisrael. V'holach etel Kozbi. And he went to Kozbi Bas Tzur, who was the Midyonis. Omalo, he said to her, Hashmili, surrender yourself to me. In other words, he proposed himself for Bia. Omalo, he said, first she refused, and she said, Bas Melachani, I am the daughter of a king. And therefore, it is not for me to actually have Bia with you. V'chein tzivali ovi. And so also my father the king commanded me, V'tishmi el legodol shebehem. Do not yield only to the greatest of them. Omalo, to this responded Zimri, Afhu nasi shevet hu. I also am a nasi of a shevet. After all, he was a nasi of shevet Shimon. V'loi oid. And not only am I a nasi, el shehu godol memenu. I am even greater than Moshe. He was speaking in second person. I am even greater than Moshe. Shehu sheni lebeten. V'hu shlishi lebeten. Zimri was saying, my shevet is second in birth, as opposed to Moshe's, who was third in birth. Zimri ben Solo was from Shevet Shimon. Shimon was the second son of Yaakov. However, Moshe was from Shevet Levi. Levi was the third son of Yaakov. So who is closer to Yaakov? In a sense, Zimri says, I am from Shevet Shimon, so therefore I am second of birth. So therefore I am greater than Moshe. Tovso Biblo Eriso, he grabbed hold of her by the hair, the Hevia Eto Moshe, and he brought her to Moshe. Omaloi, Tazimri to Moshe, Ben Amram, Zu Asura Oy Muteris. Is this woman forbidden or is she muter? The Im Toimer Asura. And if you will say that she is Osir, then I have a shiloh to you. Bas Yisroi Mihi Tirilacha. Who is matter for you, Moshe, to marry the daughter of Yisroi? And as Rashi points out, the fact of the matter is that Moshe married the daughter of Yisroi before Matan Torah. And when the Torah was given, they were all Bnei Noach. And they all actually converted and came to Klal Mitzvahs. And she also became a Jewess then. As Rashi points out, there were many Gerim of the heir of Rav who also became Gerim. And therefore certainly was not a kasha on Moshe. However, he, Zimri ben Solo, used this against Moshe. So Kaponim yat Moshe Shaila zu asura oy materis. Says the Gemara Nisalma men halochet. At that point, Moshe forgot the halochet. Go kulam bibchia. They all burst into tears, all the people. Behind the chsiv, and this is what the Pasuk is referring to there. The Pasuk says, Veheima boichin pesach oil moyed. That they were actually crying by the door of the oil moyed. And as the Meshor points out, what is the shaykh is by pesach oil moyed? Because the oil moyed is the mokim of where the hayra comes out of. And yet here, they did not know the halacha. So therefore, they directed their cry to the door of the oil moyed from where halacha really should come out of. Uksiv in the Pasuk says, Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar. Pinchas ben Elazar saw what happened. More raw, what did he see? Omaras is Rav, raw maise. He saw the maise that Zimri ben Solu was boil the midyonis. Veniskar halacha, and he remembered the halacha, what one is supposed to do. Omaloi, Pinchas ran to Moshe and he said, Achi avi abo, the brother of my Zayde. Moshe Rabbeinu was the brother of Pinchas' Zayde. Because Aharon HaKoyen was the Zayde of Pinchas, and Moshe was the brother of Aharon. Says Pinchas to Moshe, Loi kach li madatani b'rititucho ma'ar Sinai. Did you not teach us when you came down from Ma'ar Sinai? Haboyel es akusis kanoim pogim boy. That one was boil akusis, the kanoim are permitted to strike him. Omaloi said Moshe, if so, since you are the one who remember, so karyono di igarto ihu leheve pravanko. The one who reads the letter, he himself should be the agent to carry out its instructions. Since you are the one who brought the message, you shall be the one to carry it out. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Ra Pinchas saw, what did he see? He saw she'en chachma vein tfuna vein eitzel neged Hashem. This is the Pasuk in Mishle, that there is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Chazal Adarshan, that kol mokam she'es chilal Hashem ein cholkin kovad l'rav. That wherever there is a question of chilal Hashem, then honor must not be paid to one's teacher. And therefore says Rashi, therefore Pinchas actually paskened a halacha bitni raboi. He did not wait to actually receive reshut from Moshe, because there was a question of Chil Hashem, that people who have witnessed the Maisa of Zimri should not learn from here to be Matir Ekusis. So therefore this was a question of Hashem's name being profaned. So Mel Ein Cholken covered the Rav, and Pinchas went and took the initiative, and he killed Zimri ben Solu. The Gemara continues, Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Elazar, Roa. They are all referring to the Pasuk Vayar Pinchas ben Elazar. What did he see? Rabbi Yitzchak says the name of Rabbi Elazar, Roa, Pinchas saw, Shebom Malach V'Hitchchus Bom. He sees the Malach HaMovis bringing forth destruction among the people. He now realized that he must act. The Pasuk says, Vayoka mitoicho edo, v'yikach roimach v'yodoi. That Pinchas rose up out of the midst of the congregation, and he took a spear in his hand. It says, Vayokom v'yikach, which means he took the spear after he arose. Nikan, from here we see, she'enech nosen b'chle zayin l'beis ha-medrish, that one may not enter the Beis HaMedrash with weapons. Because as Rashi points out, edo is referring to the Sanhedrin, who is sitting in judgment. And the Pasuk says, Vayokom, that he rose up out of the congregation. He rose up out of the Sanhedrin, implying that he went out, and only after he went out, that is when he took the spear in his hand. Says the Gemara, Sholaf Shinona, he removed its point of the spear, Vihinicha Bi'umkoloi, and he placed it under his garment, Vahoyonishan, and we turned on the base. Vahoyonishan Vahoylechamakloi, and he was leaning and walking with the staff of the spear. And as mentioned before, the blade of the spear was removed, and it merely appeared as he was leaning on a piece of stick, on a staff. He removed the blade in order that no one should recognize that he's actually coming to kill Zimri ben Solu. The Kivan Shigiyei Tol Shifta Shul Shimon, when he arrived by the Shevet of Shimon, Omar, Pinchas said, Eichel Matzinu Sheshifta Shalevi Godol Mishol Shimon. Where do we find that Shevet Levi are greater than Shevet Shimon? In other words, if you, the people of Shevet Shimon, are master yourselves for Znus with the Benoit Moyov, why shouldn't I, Pinchas, do the same? Just because I am from Shevet Levi, does that mean that I have to be a greater Porish and Tor more than you? Where is it written that Shevet Levi is greater than Shimon, that I should have to exercise more restraint? So Amru said, he said, Hanichaloi, allow him also to enter in the Kuba of Zoynis. Avhu lasu yitzrocha. he also wants to satisfy his lust. Nichnas, he entered, and when he entered, the people were saying, Hitiru Prushin es Adavar. As of now, even the Prushim, even the abstainers, even the Erlich Yidin, the Chassidim, and the Yireim have given a green light and a heter that Znus is permissible. For after all, if Pinchas allows to do it, if Pinchas can do it, so now everyone can do it. Pinchas has given a heter that Znus is permitted. Says the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan. Shishon Nisim Nasal El Pinchas. Six Nisim, miracles, happened to Pinchas upon his mission to killing Zimri ben Tolu. Echad, the first Nis was, Shehoilo Le Zimri Lifresh V'Lo Pirish. That Zimri should have separated from Znus from Cosby, and he did not separate. Had Zimri already been separated from the woman, Pinchas would not have been permitted to kill him. So another Nisim was that Zimri was still engaged in the Mice of Znus at the time. The Echad in another Nis, Shehoilo Le Daber V'Lo Dibir. It would have been natural for Zimri to cry out for help, and therefore Pinchas would not have been able to carry out his mission, and yet he didn't do so. The Yechad in another nace, Shikiven Bizachrusa Shel Ish, Uvenakvusa Shel Isha. Pinchas succeeded in driving his spear exactly through the Mokum Erva of the man and the woman, in the point of contact between the both Ervas, that is where he drove his spear, thereby showing clearly that he was punishing immorality, and not merely trying to satisfy a private hate. The Echad and another Nes happened, Shlonishmetu Mina Roimach, that they did not slip off the spear, but rather they remained so connected together one with the other, until everybody was able to see that Pinchas actually killed them rightfully and justifiably. The Echad and another Nes happened, Shibo Malach Vihigbiya Samashkoi. A Malach came and heightened the space of the doorway, in order that Pinchas should be able to bring them out, to bring out Zimri and the Midyonis connected one with the other, together with the spear. Because otherwise, if the door will not be high enough, so the millet will interfere and the spear will not be able to be brought out. A Malach came and brought destruction among the people of the Shevet, thereby distracting their attention and therefore not killing Pinchas. Pinchas came and brought Zimri and the Midyonis, and he threw them down before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omar Lafono, Pinchas said before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rebbeinu Shloim, Aleilu Yiplu Esr Rabo Elam Yisrael, is it Kedai that on account of these two people, 24,000 Yidden should die? Shenema, as the Pesuk says, Vayihu HaMesim HaMageifo Arbo Vesri Molef. Vahane Zachsiv, and this is the Pshat in the Pesuk in Tilim, Vayamoit Pinchas Vayifalu, Omer Reb Lozer, Vayispalu Lenema. It doesn't say that Pinchas stood before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he was mispalel, that he prayed. Elo vayefalel. What does it mean? Melamed kibiyochel she'otso plilus imkoinoi. That Pinchas argued with his maker, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, concerning the justice of punishing so many Yidin. Bikshu malachai shorzo dochfoi. The malachim wanted to repulse him and shove him off. Omer lehen, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the malachim, Hanicholoi, leave him. Kenoi ben kenoihu. Pinchas is a kenoi, the son of a kenoi. Pinchas comes from Shevet Levi, who already acted with kenois against Znus by the Maisa of Dina against Shechem. Meshev Chemo ben Meshev Chemohu. Pinchas is a person who is able to turn away the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's also the son of one who turned away the wrath from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Pinchas was a descendant of Aharon HaKohen, who turned away the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Maisa of Koira, where the Pesuk says, Ki Yotza HaKesef, and the Pesuk says, Vayitenes HaKtayres, that Aharon, by preparing the Ketayres, he was able to stop the Magepa. And therefore, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Pinchas is entitled to be a Kenoi and turn away the wrath against the Yidden. Says the Gemara, after this Maisa Kenois, Yitzchilu Shvotim Mevazenoitoi. The Shvotim began to abuse him and to shame him. Re'isim ben Puti Zeh. See the son of a Puti, meaning Pinchas was the son of the Benois Petuel. His mother was the daughter of Petuel, who was the daughter of Yisroi. Shepitem avi'imoy agolam of Adizorah. His maternal grandfather stuffed calves for the sake of Avodah Zarah. As Rashi explains, that Pinchas was a descendant of Yisroi, because Pinchas ben Elozer, Pinchas was the son of Elozer, and Elozer married one of the daughters of Yisroi. As the Pesuk says, Elozer ben Aharon lokechoi mibnois Putiel loy leisho. And who was Putiel? Putiel was Yisroi, who fattened calves for the sake of Avodah Zarah. So the Shvatim came along and said, how is it possible that a person like Pinchas, of such a low yichus, had the chutzpah to actually kill a Nasi, Shevet Mi Yisrael, the Horag Nasi Shevet Mi Yisrael. So Boaz Kosev Yichtoi, therefore came the post again with Miyachas Pinchas, that Pinchas ben Alos ben Aharon HaKohen, Don't look at the fact that Pinchas is a descendant of Yisroi, but rather look at the fact that Pinchas is a descendant of Aharon HaKohen, and therefore he certainly comes out from great Yichus, and therefore there is no tying against him for taking up for the covet of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Amar HaKodesh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, said HaKodesh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, Hagdim Lo Shalom, go and extend Shalom to Pinchas. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, V'chein Emoir, Hinini Noisin Loi, Es Berisi Shalom. Says the Gemara, this kapara, this atonement that Pinchas effected, is worthy for being an everlasting kapara. As the Pasuk says, "Lebris kuna toilam," that he will have an everlasting bris of kahuna, tachas hashikinei leloikov vayachaper. So also it is inferred that the kapara was a kapara oilamis, and because of that, he was zeichet to have a bris kahunas oilam. And the Gemara continues, Omer Amnach Nomarav, Mai Dachsiv, what is Pshat in the Pasuk in Mishlei Kapitel Lamed? Zar Zir Masnayim Oisoyish Umelech Alkum Imoy. The Pasuk there says, Zar Zir Masnayim, an animal who has energetic loins, Oisoyish, or a male goat, Umelech Alkum Imoy, or a king against whom there is no rising up. Alkum is made up of two words, Loikum. He is a king of loikum imoy. He is a king of such great strength that no one is able to rise up against him. In any case, the pasuk begins with zar zir masnayim. Said Rav Nachman Amarav, arba meyoyz v'yestrim v'arba biloyz. 424 biloyz boil oisa rosha oisa yoyim. Zimri ben Solu was boiled in Midyonis 424 biloyz. Vehimtin loy Pinchas. And Pinchas waited before he killed him at Yetoshash Koychoy, until Zimri became weak from all of the beers. As Rashi points out, the word masnaim is a lotion of hamtone, that Pinchas waited. And the word oisoyish is a lotion toshash koichoi, that Pinchas waited until Zimri actually becomes weak, and then Pinchas decided to strike him. However, v'hu'eino yedea, Pinchas didn't realize, he didn't have to wait. Shemelech alkum imoy, he should have realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king against whom there is no rising up. And therefore it was not necessary for Pinchas to wait for an opportune time until Zimri ben Soli actually becomes weak. So is the Pshat according to Rashi, that Melech Alkum is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi also points out that Alkum is an Arabic word, where all the words begin with L. In the Haggadah, Rabbi Lezer Horowitz, in the back of the Vilna Shas, he points out that Melech Alkum is referring to the Yetzer Hara. We find many places in Tanakh where the Yetzer Hara is referred to a melech, as a king. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara is so mighty that there is no rising up against him. And therefore, Pinchas should have realized that Zimri was so busy with his taiva, with his Yetzer Hara, that he wouldn't have time to think about anything else, and certainly he would have been able to strike him anyway. Katin Zagamar ben Mesita Tonet. We have learned in the Brisa Shishim that Zimri was boiled 60 times, and Rashi says there is no remiss for this amount in a posik. He was boiled so much until Zimri's Beitzim became so weakened and the Shechva Zera became so mixed up from Reiv Bilis like a Beya Muzeris, like addled eggs. Vehi, and she, the Midyonis, Hoiso Ka Aruga Malaya Mayim, she was like a furrow filled with water due to the great amount of Shechva Zera that her womb received from Zimri ben Solu. Omrav Kahana Zerav Kahana, she was so bloated that Umayshova Beisa'ah, that her seat was the size of a beisa'ah. Beisa'ah is the size of a field requiring a measure of a saw of seeds. Tan Rav Yosef, kever shelo ama, and the size of her womb opening was the size of an ama. Omer Rav Sheshes said Rav Sheshes, loy Kozbi shema, her real name was not Kozbi, elo Shevil Noi, basur shema, but her real name was Shevil Noi. Shevil Noi was a common name referred to as Zoinus. V'loma nikra shema Kozbi, and why was she called Kozbi? Shekizva ba'aviyah, because she falsified her father's instructions. Because after all, her father had instructed her to surrender only to the greatest man in Kol Yisrael, and yet she allowed herself to be taken in by Zimri ben Solu. The Varach, another pshat, why she was called Kozbi. Kozbi means, she'omra l'aviyah, she said to her father, Kozbi amzeh, slaughter through me this nation. V'hayne damri enchi, and this is what people say, Binkoni l'urbani, shevilnoi my boy. What is this woman doing between the reeds and the rushes? Certainly she's coming to this hiding place for the purpose of Znus. Similarly, people say, Bahadiklifa dekoni, shevil noi, my boy. between the peelings of the reeds. What is Shvil Noi doing there? Why is she going to that secluded place? Certainly she's going there for the purpose of znus. Continues the Gemara further. Gafto le'ima. Eizoine, by her degrading maisim and her actions, gafto le'ima, she causes to prostitute her mother. Because whenever a person is a zoine, automatically it is moitzi a shemra on the mother. People call her a zoine ba zoine. So she's attributing a bad name also to her mother. That B.M.S. Zimri had five names. Zimri, Uben Solu, Vishol, Uben Aknanis, Ushlumil, Ben Surishadoi. Zimri, the reason it was called Zimri, Al Shenasoka Beitza HaMuzeris, because from Roy B'Ilois, his Beitzim became like a Beitzim Muzeris, like addled eggs. Ben Solu, the reason it was called Ben Solu, Al Shehisli Avoinus Shul Mishpachtoi, because he was the cause that the Averis of his whole family should be talked about and be remembered. That is one shot. A second shot, he was goyim for people to search and to be medagdic after their averes. Shol, why was he called Shol? Al shehishol atzmo lidvar averes, because he lent himself out for the purpose of averes. Ben Aknanis, al sheotza maise Canaan. He was called Ben Aknanis because he engaged in the low degrading maisim of Canaan, which are the maisim of znus. As Rashi quotes the Gemara in Pesachim Kufyut Gimel Amud Beis, chamisha dvarim tziva Canaan es bonov, the ehavu es hazima, that you should love znus. Umashimoy, what was his real name? His real name was Shlumiel ben Surishadoi, as is Mevuyer in the Torah, who was the Nasi of Shevet Shimon. We have learned the Mishnah Koin Shishimish Betumah. Boim Ne'er Ravaka Bahunim Rav Sheshes. Koin Shishimish Betumah. A koin who did the avodah while he was Tomei. Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim Oyein Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim. Omalei. So Rav Sheshes answered Tinsua. We learned it in the Mishnah itself. In the Mishnah it says, Koin Shishimish Betumah, a koin who served the Tumah. Ein Echov HaKehan Mevinoi to Lebezin. His brother's Kehan does not bring him to Bezin. The young Kohanim drag him outside of the Azorah, will fight in his Moichad Begizrin, and they split his skull with clubs. The Yisal Kedatech. Now, if you figure that Machai B'dei Shemayim, that he would be Chai Misa B'dei Shemayim, so the Shavke, they should leave him alone, the Likro B'dei Shemayim, and allow him to die B'dei Shemayim. Why would they themselves impose a Misa? Elamai, because he's Potter for Misa B'dei Shemayim. So the Moelamai, so what are you trying to prove? Ain't a Chai that he's not Chai. So Miiki Mida, is there anything? Drachmona Potre, Ba'anam Nekum, and Nikolai. If he's bothered from Misa B'dei Shemayim, how can the Perikuna kill him? Elamai is Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim.